Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, you guys? You are listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, and I am super excited for this episode because we're going to dive into some good stuff today. We are going to be talking to my friend Erica Sheffer, who is a multi-six-figure coach. She did one-on-one coaching for a really long time. She just released a group program in a six-figure launch. That's right. In her launch, she made over $100,000. She has a new program on personal branding coming out, and I am just so excited to talk to her. And we're going to talk a lot today about what does it take to be a six-figure plus coach or business. We're really going to dive into the mindset. And what I love about Erica so much is that she has rules. And that is that she doesn't work with clients on certain days of the week. She has an assistant that manages certain aspects of her business. She knows what she wants and she takes it. And I think that that's something we all aspire to in our business. But sometimes we get so lost in the, dare I say it, hustle of day to day that we don't realize that we have these boundaries that we forgot to set. And so in the interview today, I want you to listen because we are going to talk all about how do you set your boundaries? How do you find out what boundaries do you need? And, you know, what does it take to tell people what you charge? You're going to hear Erica say that she charges $15,000 to work with her. And when she says it, she delivers it with such poise and confidence that you wouldn't even know to question why she's charging that much. And we're going to talk to you about how you gain that confidence. There's so much good stuff. I could go on and on and on about all the amazing stuff that you're going to learn today. But rather than do that, let's just roll into the interview with my good friend, Erica Sheffer. Hey, Erica, thank you so, so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here today, Zach.
Yeah, we're going to have so much fun. So I was just telling everybody in the intro that you just wrapped up a six-figure launch. You are a killer coach. You have like years of experience. And I'm really excited to get your perspective because you have sold one-on-one, you've done group coaching, and now you actually have an online course coming out pretty soon. So you have a very unique perspective from success as opposed to just doing it. And I'm really excited to tap into that. But before we go there, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about you, maybe what brought you to coaching and what you used to coach, what you coach now, and just where you're headed and all of that good stuff.
Awesome. Totally. Yeah, I'm super excited to share. So, I mean, I've been an entrepreneur for about 6 years, and I actually came before I started my own business. I came from the fashion world. So I worked in the fashion industry. I worked in branding, PR with big companies like Bloomingdale's and J Brand Jeans and Soho Beach House and Chic Quattro Razor Company, like just really big corporations. And I just saw how these companies were getting in front of customers and making a lot of money. And I was doing all this work for them. It's like I was getting them in front of their customers. I was, you know, promoting their products and I was the middleman, you know, essentially. I enjoyed it to a point. And then I really realized that I wanted to take my skill set and start my own business. So, you know, it's kind of my story is definitely not linear by any means. The first thing I did was I started blogging. So I started a fashion blog in 2009 and just started sharing clothes I was wearing and, you know, the fashion week experiences that I was having and, you know, started to learn about affiliate linking and, you know, making money online. I remember being at a conference in New York City during fashion week in 2009, September, and hearing about how all these bloggers were making all this money just posting on a blog. I was like, my mind was blown. I couldn't believe the opportunity. And I was totally in. I was like, I'm going to figure out this internet thing if it kills me. And I was definitely excited about it. And I tried a lot of things after that. Long story short was I ended up starting a events company with a few other women in the fashion industry and did that for about a year. I was head of our PR and branding and realized that I wanted to be a solo entrepreneur. I wanted to call the shots. I wanted to work with the people that I wanted to work with. And I didn't really want to have anyone else telling me what to do. You know, I think that's why a lot of us start our own businesses. We want to call the shots and enjoy what we're doing and the creative process and everything. So that's when I discovered coaching. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, at the time I was pretty freaking burnt out. I had worked really, really hard for a long time, and health-wise, I was pretty sick just being so burned out, and ended up going to school to become a health coach. And that's how I started health coaching. You know, I quickly became successful as a health coach, grew a pretty good following, you know, on my blog at the time, had clients, wasn't charging, you know, really as much as I'm charging today or anything like that, but things were definitely moving. And I realized the reason that I was so successful in a pretty short amount of time was because I had this business strategy and this branding strategy that I just came natural to me, that I'd been doing for so long. So in everything that I had learned, I was plugging into my health coaching business. And pretty soon I had a lot of people coming to me just like, how are you doing this? Or how do you have so many followers on Instagram? Or, you know, just asking me lots of questions. And I realized that I really enjoyed that piece more than anything. And that allowed me to get back into the creativity of, you know, why I got into the fashion industry in the first place. You know, the branding piece, strategizing, helping people make money. It just really excited me. And that's when I really dove in headfirst about a year ago into just being a business coach and helping people with their branding and their strategy and leveraging their unique skills online. So yeah, kind of a whirlwind for sure, but it's pretty cool to see how you can take, you know, your experiences and put them into your business. And, you know, passion-based business is totally possible.
Absolutely. And I want to talk real quick about how, you know, because everybody loves numbers, so why not just throw them in there? What I love about what you do is, and we've talked on the phone before, and you said something very interesting that stuck with me, which is there's a couple days of the week where you do not do coaching calls. They're calls all to yourself. And you actually have done over 200,000 in coaching sales last year. So I would love to hear you talk about building up your coaching business with boundaries to a profitable point. Because I feel like I never, like, you're one of the few people I see that balance with. Either they're coaching way too much, making killer money, but it doesn't matter because they don't sleep, or they're like, I'm never going to work, and they don't make any money. And then it's not like they are doing anything when they're not working.
Totally. Yeah. And that's, you know, that was something when I started my coaching business, it was like, I knew I had to have boundaries. And I knew I had to be efficient because I wasn't going to go back and be in the place that I was in. You know, I was working in the fashion industry. I remember being living in Miami Beach, and just it was during Miami Beach Fashion Week. And I was so sick and tired and burnt out that I didn't even go to some of the cool events that I was invited to and the parties. And it was like, what am I doing? You know, I don't want to feel like this anymore. So when I started my coaching business, a big reason I did was because I needed to have balance in my life. And so I think that so many people struggle with this because they think that hard work equals lots of money. And sure, it takes a certain amount of hustle. You've got to put, you know, take action. You've got to put, you know, effort in. But seriously, so much of it is about having non-negotiables and boundaries around, you know, what you are available for. And those are things that I decided early on. So, you know, definitely for me, it was, you know, what's doable. You know, you got to sit down and see what you want your numbers to be. You know, if you want to have 10K months, 20K months, you know, how many clients does that mean for you? And then also fitting in like the you time, you know, that was something that I did in the beginning, not as well as I do now for sure. And as you start to make more money, you absolutely delegate. But I think, you know, it's about being really efficient with how you work, having boundaries from the get-go. Like, what are you going to be available for? What are you not available for? And then, you know, once you start to make some money, start delegating, outsource what you're not good at, what, you know, sucks up your time. But that was that's really a standard that I teach my clients too. Like, let's be an example of like the actual dream that we want to sell. Like, you know, living, sitting on the beach, you know, on Friday after a hard week of work, like it's possible, but you just got to be really smart about it. And that's part of that is really strategically sitting down in the beginning and saying, you know, how many hours am I going to work? How much money is that going to bring in for me? How can I outsource? How is that doable for my budget? And there's also at the end of the day, it's like, what are you just unavailable for? And be really, really fierce about that. Like, stick to your guns. If you say you're not going to be burnt out and you're going to sleep, go to sleep.
So, the big things that you mentioned are that it's really important to find out what's doable and get, you know, your boundaries set early on, and then also reverse engineering. And I absolutely love that you mentioned that, because you're somebody who really fearlessly goes after, you know, pricing what you're worth. And so you end up not having as much limitation on the boundaries that you set. But what would you say to people who are just starting out and like, they know 2 years down the road, they don't want to work Fridays. They want 3 day weekends, but they feel they have to work Fridays now to get there. And they don't want to fall in that trap of maybe I'll do it now. And then, you know, you never get to the point where you're not working Fridays. How do you set those boundaries early on and then maintain them while you're kind of going through that hustle phase, I guess?
Sure. Such a good question. So, you know, it's funny because I just texted you before we got on this call and I was out by the pool, you know, and said, give me 5 minutes, I'll get on Skype. And for me, it's about what are the action steps that are actually going to be revenue producing. So definitely reverse engineering. Like you just said, Zach, it's like, okay, if my goal is to make 10K per month, each month, how much, you know, how many clients do I need to land? How many programs do I need to sell? You know, reverse engineer that. Then, you know, if I'm going to get 5 new clients this month, what are the action steps that I need to do to get that, to make that happen? And maybe you got to do a webinar. Maybe you have to offer a free, you know, challenge, offer it to your email list. So to me, especially in the beginning, because I understand not everyone in the beginning has the availability or the budget to outsource everything. You've got to think about what are the actual action steps that are going to be revenue producing. So, you know, I mentioned I was out by the pool. I could easily be out there saying to myself, oh, I should be on Instagram right now, growing my Instagram account. Or, you know, I could be blogging a post right now, or I could be, you know, working on the upcoming, you know, I have this e-course coming out and I could be working on the content for that. And yeah, these are all things that are probably did go through my head in the past hour that I was outside, but I map out every task that I'm doing and I'm really intentional about what's going to actually be revenue producing. Sure, if I post a pretty picture on Instagram, it'll be good for my branding, but is that really going to bring me closer right now to making more money? Maybe, maybe not. So, you know, especially for solo entrepreneurs, it's just think about what action steps that are actually going to bring you closer to making more money, you know, and then everything else, just kind of deal with the fact that it's not all going to get done. Like you're only one person and, you know, you can only do so much in a day. And if you reverse engineer and then put all those tasks into a calendar, you're not going to feel that overwhelmed feeling of like, oh my gosh, how is this possible? And I'll sleep when I make 10K. There's a better way to do it. And it doesn't have to be that overwhelming. It doesn't have to be convincing yourself to try and do more and more and more all the time.
You know, I'm so glad that you said that, because that's something that I think a lot of people miss, is that, you know, when you get to the level where you're making six and multiple six figures, it's not Instagram writing you a check. It's not Facebook writing you a check. So a beautiful timeline image, you know, it's important at some point. It's not what pays you. And that's so important early on. So let's kind of transition from there, since we're talking about revenue. And I know that, you know, me personally, boundaries are not the most thrilling thing for me, but putting them in place early is what really works. And saying like, I don't work it when I'm at the gym. Like, I definitely want to check my Facebook, but I don't need to respond to emails for 30 minutes and not feeling guilty about that is so important, no matter how much money you're making, because you are trying to hit that level where you, if you condition yourself, I know you're so big on mindset. If you condition yourself now to always feel bad about taking that 30 minutes, you know, $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 isn't going to change that mindset. So I'm so happy that you brought that up. So one of the major things that is just so impressive to me is that you do have all these boundaries. You do work on your own schedule. You do enjoy time by the pool, which I'm a little jealous of, because in Ohio, we're getting like a foot of snow tomorrow and you just came in from the pool, but it's okay. I'll survive. But you still managed to do, you know, over 200,000 in sales as a coach. And I would love to kind of hear, as in-depth or not in-depth as you'd like to go, or what does it take to kind of start charging more money? Because I'm imagining, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm imagining that's one of the keys to making more, is probably charging more and upping your value. How do you work with, you know, your students to kind of get them charging more and get them charging what they're worth so that they can make you know, almost an unheard of amount for somebody who was doing exclusively one-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm totally available to be transparent about it, because I think that in the industry, there's a lot of, you know, shade around, you know, how people are actually making money. And I think for anyone who is a coach right now and thinking, there's no way I can make six figures in 2016 just being a coach and, you know, maybe selling one-on-one packages, I'm here to say that it doesn't have to be the case for you. You know, for me, it was really starting where I was at. You know, I did not by any means start selling programs that were what I charge for now. You know, I remember in the beginning, it was like 90-day packages for $1,500, you know. And the thing is that I do really care about all of my clients. And so I would try and put in bonuses and, you know, really make it worth their while, thinking about who is my ideal client. If it is a beginning entrepreneur, they're just getting their feet wet and learning about, you know, how to start their business, then they're not going to have $10,000 to really invest in their business. And that would be kind of dumb for anyone to think that, you know, that they're going to pull out their credit card. And some people do it. I'm not going to say that no one has that money, because some people certainly do and they're willing. But for the most part, and what I found, so I started with where I was at. It's like, start with where you're at right now. Like, it doesn't have to be today that you're charging $10,000 for a program. Just go out and sell five that are $1,500. Like, wait till that happens and you see, wow, like, look how much money you made in 1 month. And I slowly went up in increments of how much I was charging and, you know, continue to give really great value and bonuses and access to guest experts and, you know, just really trying to make everything that I was offering worthwhile. One thing that I teach my ideal clients my current clients, when they're looking at pricing their packages is like, what's your financial frequency? So that may sound really woo-woo and I'll explain what that means, but it's really just about like you as a beginning coach, like what feels comfortable for you. You know, if you're going to go out there tomorrow and start promoting your program, and if it's way out of your comfort zone, and if you truly believe that no one's going to buy it, guess what? No one will. Because usually what you believe is possible ends up manifesting and happening. So I teach that to my clients big time, you know, work on your mindset and also do the work to be an amazing coach. You know, don't just go out there and try and charge people and, you know, have really great marketing and then not deliver. Like, go get some case studies, go do the work, read books, learn as much as you can so that you can really jam pack your programs with what your clients need, what they want. So it's in increments. You know, now I sell packages that are up to $15,000 a pop. And, you know, those are people that are in different positions in their business. You know, they've been in their business a little bit longer. You know, I have Game Changers Academy, which is, you know, about $5,000. It's a 6-month group program. And that's for like beginning coaches and beginner entrepreneurs. So that's more doable for them. So really now I'm trying to diversify what I have available so that people have different options when they come to me and for depending on what area of growth that they're in. So I just say, start with where you're at and, you know, don't be intimidated by all these other people out there who are charging way more than you may be right now. Like, you'll get there. Just do the work that you have to do. Head down, do your work.
Yeah. And I think that what you said is so important, because I think when people hear at the beginning, like saying like reverse engineering, and let's say they want to make $10,000 a month, that doesn't mean you need to make $10,000 a month next month. It doesn't mean you can't, but it doesn't mean you have to. And there's so much going around that's like, well, you just need five clients at $2,000. And maybe you're not ready, or, you know, the harsh truth that I think some people don't want to hear is like, you know, you know your value, but if you've never built a website before and you've never coached anybody, you might not be worth $2,000 a month yet. And that's okay. So building up to that is so important. And I love that you said that. And I want to zero in on something that you kind of said and didn't say that I know that you teach, I know that you talk about. So I'm going to bring it up. Mm-hmm. And that is, you said, you know, I have packages that are $15,000 a pop. And you say it with such confidence and like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's not like, well, it's 15,000 if you really want to work with me. And, you know, how do you get to that level of confidence where you can just say, you know, if you want to get on the phone with me, it ain't free. It's $5,000 starting. How do you get to that level, especially for people who, you know, to you, 15,000 might feel like to somebody else the same as saying $50. How do you up level to that point where you tell people what you're worth, because that confidence sometimes is what sells you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously everything aside of having the skill set and the experience and, you know, having the results and case studies from your clients, it's at the end of the day, it's what you believe is possible. And it's also, you know, your mindset. I have worked just furiously over the past 18 months or so on my mindset. And that means every single day I'm working on, you know, I'm saying mantras, I'm, you know, meditating, or I'm, you know, reading wealth consciousness books so that I can really build that muscle within me that, like, yeah, I'm worth this. I've been doing this work for a long time. I've worked my butt off. There's no reason that someone shouldn't pay me that much money. So it starts with your mindset and a practice, a daily practice that builds that confidence muscle. Like, it doesn't happen overnight, for sure. You know, a year ago, I would have, like, oh my gosh, I probably would have passed out if someone said to go and charge $15,000 for a program. And I remember when my coach, she told me, you know, I was like, this is my goal for this month. And she's like, well, go sell some 10K packages. I was like, okay, sure. Why didn't I think of that? So that comes with time and it comes with work. Like, just like you do the work to become a masterful coach and a masterful entrepreneur and a masterful online social media strategist or whatever you're doing, you've got to do the work with your mindset. And that has to be done in addition to whatever you're doing in your business. And so, yeah, like, that confidence comes from time and time again, showing up and saying to myself, this is possible, this is possible, you know, saying the mantras and doing the mindset work, for sure.
Definitely. I absolutely love it. So I have a couple more questions for you and then we'll wrap it up. So I'd love to know, for the people who are listening, you know, what's really interesting is that we didn't really talk a whole lot about sales or actual coaching, but I almost feel like we talked more about the important stuff. Like, those are all just details, you know, that's all details, the price, the package, what you do on the phone, that's all details. It's the mindset and finding out what you do, how you do it, what you want to charge is the more important thing anyways, in, you know, in my mind. And, but I'd love for you to kind of say, okay, so I just listened to this interview with Erica. It was so awesome. I'm ready to up level my game. I'm going to set some boundaries. I'm going to make a ton of money as a coach or selling my programs or group programs. What is, like, one thing that you would have people do right now to kind of move them from where they are here to where they want to be next week, next month, next year?
Sure. So, you know, as cliche as it may sound, I would say go get a coach or go get a mentor. I spent a lot of time, I mentioned I've been an entrepreneur for about 6 years, and I've spent a lot of time spinning my wheels. I spent a lot of time feeling really lousy about myself, even though I was working really hard and I had a really unique skill set. I didn't believe in my own worth. I spent a lot of time doubting myself, doubting if anyone would pay me. Also really just confused about the details. You know, how do I actually coach somebody? How do I, you know, put together a package, all these details that you sit there and you try and Google, like, you can Google them until your face turns blue, or you can get somebody who's been there before you and who's mastered the things that you want to master, and you can get the shortcuts. And I waited a really long time to finally invest in my business in that way. But once I finally did, as much as it was scary to invest, it was like me saying, one, to all the potential clients who I knew were going to come to me after that, like, look, I'm walking my talk and I invested too. So you guys can come and invest in my programs because I'm doing the same thing. Like, I was up leveling on my end. Two, as I was sending a message to the universe, like, all right, I'm ready. Like, I've put the money in, I've invested, and, you know, I'm ready for all the things that I know are meant for me. And three, it was just, like, really a lot of emotional support and business support that I just didn't know. It's like, you don't know what you don't know, right? So that is something that I tell all new entrepreneurs. Like, maybe you don't have a big budget for it. Maybe you just find a mentor who's willing to spend some time with you once a week, whatever it looks like. Maybe you're like, I'm ready to invest, and, like, I want to put some money into this baby and really, you know, put some skin in the game. But that's my number one. If I look back at anything that I did in my history of being an entrepreneur, my only regret truly is that I wish I got some support sooner, because that would have saved me so much headache and a lot of spinning, for sure.
That's such a great one. And I can vouch for that I actually haven't ever had a coach, but I've had some really amazing mentors. And I just fronted a big sum of money to be in a mastermind with James Wedmore. And it's so funny. The moment you put the money down, like, things start happening. Interviews yep. come in, money comes in, joint ventures come in, like, all over the woodwork, you just start making more money. So I love, love, love that tip. And then my last question for you. So just so you know, this is, you're the first episode, and I'm like Woo-hoo! Planning on having this recurring question, depending on how it goes. So you're going to get the recurring question, and maybe you'll be the first one ever, or maybe you'll be the last one ever. So I would love to know, what does the word hustle mean to you as it pertains to running a business?
Sure. So hustle. Ooh, that's a good question. So to be honest, hustle isn't a word that I use very often, because I think so many people think that hustle is just like blood, sweat, and tears, and just like kill yourself to make it happen. And to me, hustle is like, I like smart hustle. So when I think of the word hustle, it's like, get your booty in gear doing the things that are actually going to make you progress in your business, money in your business. It's about action taking for me. You know, it's all really great and dandy if we just sit around and have good ideas and don't actually take action. So when I think about hustle, it's like getting the work done, being smart about it, being efficient about it, but making it happen.
I love it. So if people want to learn a little bit more about you, tell us where we can go to find out about you. Where should we be following you? What do you have in the works right now?
Absolutely. So you can always check me out on my website. It's ericasheffer.com. I have a personal branding course that's coming out soon. So for anyone who's looked at my programs in the past, or maybe just hearing from me, you're like, I need to build my personal brand. You know, you're selling yourself. I'm going to be having an e-course coming out on that. And it's just really my years of experience in branding, and whether it's been working with clients or big corporations like J Brand Jeans or something, I'm going to be taking all of my expertise and putting that into this program. So Zach can give you guys more information on that. And for now, I've got a really cool branding ebook. So for those of you who are building a personal brand, essentially selling you, you can check out my standout brand guide. Zach will put the link for that in the show notes.
Yep. We'll throw both of those in the show notes. And depending on when it releases, or regardless of when it releases, once we have more info on your branding course, we'll throw them in the show notes, and it'll be at heartsoulhustle.com/1, the numeral one, and you'll be able to get the show notes. So Erica, thank you so, so much for popping on with me today. I think this has been incredibly value. I have so many great ideas. I've got a ton of stuff that now I have to go get done. And I just really appreciate you being on. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I've absolutely loved it.
Awesome.
Thanks again.
Thanks. Wow. What a killer interview. I am so glad that Erica agreed to be on the show, because that was just fantastic. And we're going to put all the info, some show notes, and some links that we talked about. You can go to heartsoulhustle.com/1. That's the number one, not the word, the number, and get all the show notes there. But I wanted to take a quick second and recap some of the stuff that Erica talked about. And I mentioned that we didn't really get into, like, here's how you price and here's how you approach people, because those are really minor details. It's the other stuff that we did talk about that I think is really what it takes to get the mindset of a multi-six-figure coach. And that is, you know, you need to sit down and say, what is it that I really want out of my business? You know, do you want to be working 7 days a week and you just love your work so much that you always want to be working? Or do you actually want to run a business that stops at 5 p.m. and doesn't take calls on Fridays, and you get to sip, you know, rum out of a coconut in the Jamaicas 3 times a year? What is it that you really want? And such a key thing that she said is you need to identify the things that make you money in your business. It's not about the things that make you popular or get you likes or get you follows. It's about the things that get you paid. And that's just such a powerful lesson that I hope you can take, which is get more clients. And we also talked about, how do you charge more money? Well, you have to do it over time. You have to start where you're confident. You have to charge what you know you're worth today. And maybe that's only $200, you know, for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 8 weeks. Or maybe you just want to get on the phone with somebody and see how it goes and not charge anything for a friend. Before you can start charging tons of money, you have to get that confidence in yourself. And one of the things that Erica said that we kind of breezed over is mantras. And for those of you that don't know, a mantra is essentially like repeating or rehearsing something to yourself over and over and over again. And something that I don't talk about too frequently, but has been major in my success, is having a mantra. And my first year in business, I used to say to myself when I was out for a run or when I was walking, I would say, I am worth six figures and more. And I would just say it over and over and over again. I would say it out loud so that everyone around me thought I was crazy, especially when I did it at the gym. But you have to train yourself to really believe that you're worth what you want to charge. So again, if you want to get the show notes, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/1. That's the number one, and get all the show notes there. Now, before you rush off to listen to the next episode, I would love to ask for a huge favor. If you could take a second to give this podcast a 5-star review, if you feel it deserves it, and leave a little note about how you're enjoying it, that would mean the world to me. And to show my gratitude, I want to let you know that through February 15th, everyone who leaves a review and their email is going to be entered into a chance to win one of my programs for free, either my Rock Your Scopes Periscope training or my Facebook Ads training. It'll be your choice, but in order to be entered into the contest, you absolutely have to leave a review telling me what you think of the show. Hopefully you really like it, and leaving me a quick review. I would super appreciate that. So don't forget to do that before you head over to episode number 2, which should already be up. Make sure that you check out and leave a 5-star review for the podcast. Today's episode was brought to you by the Facebook Ads That Convert workbook. Are you tired of writing Facebook ads that just don't get clicks, or spending all your money trying to get seen, but ultimately no one hears what you're saying? Head over to heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads and download your free Facebook Ads That Convert workbook. In as little as 15 minutes, you can have high quality ads that convert written and ready to go. I will see you guys next week on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.